My name is Diana Arbus. I'm 27, and I'm a student teacher at Oakland High School.
Diana Arbus is learning to become a teacher. She's in a master's program at Mills College, where in order to earn her degree, she has to tackle a real classroom. She has the guidance of a more experienced mentor, her coordinating teacher, or CT. But the goal is for her to be able to stand on her own. The student body at Oakland High is made up of kids from very diverse backgrounds. Many come from some of the roughest neighborhoods in the city. Some kids face barriers to learning, and not all of them start high school at the same level.
When I first started out, I wasn't prepared. I didn't expect that students would come in not knowing what I considered basic things. Like, you sit in the seat that's assigned to you. You write your name on every assignment. And when an assignment is done in class, you complete it.
Today we're going to hear Diana's radio diary of her first year teaching at Oakland High in a ninth grade English class and her reflections on what that year has been like now that it's coming to an end. Here's Diana.
So first and second period is the same set of students. First period is writing workshop, and second period is English for the ninth grade. And my CT, she taught everything. And that first week was more about get to know the curriculum and get to know the students. And every week, it was just about taking on more and more. I think I had 6 weeks to go from zero to, you know, taking over for a week. And so as I'm taking over the classroom, I'm also preparing all this work to get my teaching credential in the state of California. Oh, also, I have been a full-time grad student this entire time. So I took 3 grad seminars.
7:18 a.m. And, oh man, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. But I have to. The bus is coming in less than half an hour.
I would wake up at 6:30, 6:45, just kind of have that hour at home to just pull everything together, and, you know, shower, have coffee, maybe breakfast if there was time, and I would rush out the door to catch my bus. So we would get to the classroom 8:10, class starts at 8:15, and at noon I would have to go and catch my bus. And then I would just go to Mills. 1 o'clock is the seminar. And that would end at 7:30, 8. And then I would go home. I would crash. There was just so much going on. I was learning how to be a teacher, but I was also learning how to be a researcher. But I was also being on my own, like coming out of a relationship. And I moved twice in the fall. And I had to rebuild my support system at home, my personal support system. It was just too much. And that's what was surprising to me, is even though I was prepared, or I knew it would be difficult, it was so much more difficult than what I expected.
It's Tuesday, December 18. So today, student teaching. At this point, at the end of the semester, when I've given everything away. Like, everything is gone. The gas tank is below empty. I wish we could move at a much slower pace. I wish we could really take the time to go deeply into it and talk about why it matters, because I think that's where everything should start. I've just felt this pressure to accomplish 3 bullet points by the end of the given period so that we will be on track to do so-and-so assessment. I mean, that's a major question I've had. how do we slow it down so that the kids can understand, but also meet this pace? It's like this super fast beat on the metronome, and you're trying to keep up with it. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, December 19. And this morning, the kids were just talking over me, and I was trying to talk over them, and I just didn't want to even stop the class to address behavior, because I felt like it would waste time. And I thought that I would just ignore it. But what it ended up doing was I was just competing with them, and I was just trying to constantly raise my voice over their talking to their friends and try to get through this lesson. And it was like pulling teeth.
So I began with, I think, 35 students. And over time, like, I've lost students to suspension, to habitual truancy. They are on the roster. Their name is on the roster. But they just don't come to class. Where are they?
It's Thursday, December 20. It's about 1 o'clock. Not everyone showed up to class today. But let's just say maybe 30 students were in class. And only 16 students turned in work. And of the 16, maybe only 4 students completed a significant amount of the outline. I'm baffled, because maybe they're just so overwhelmed by the material that they just gave up on it. They can't even bring themselves to start. I'm just overwhelmed right now by the range of ability in the class. I feel like if I had conferences, like individual conferences with each student, that would do so much good. So much more would be done there than a 59-minute period where I try to help everybody.
There was just so much to process. So much to process. And how do I even explain this? So I have students at many different levels of reading. And when we read a book together in class, they're often so stuck in just like decoding the text into words that they don't get plot, or they can't go to analysis, which is what I want all my students to do, is to analyze the literature. But they're just so busy taking those words and turning them into pictures in their head. And they're stuck at this level. And there's just too much to absorb.
It's Friday, December 21. And it was the last day of student teaching of fall 2012. And it feels amazing. Oh my gosh. What a semester.
Oh, I'm so nice. I'm such a nice person. And I can't be nice. I can't be nice in there. It's like I took how nice I am to the classroom, and all year long we've been cutting away at that, because nice doesn't cut it. And what I've learned is if I let people jerk me around in my personal life and I don't stand up for myself, it's that much harder to come into the classroom and enforce, like, no eating in the classroom, no cell phones. And it's just, I am either, you know, a doormat or a woman who doesn't take in all areas of my life. It just has to be consistent all across the board.
I think what I've learned in the hardest way this fall is I need to take care of myself. And before I can be a good teacher, I need to be a happy, healthy person on my own. I need to get enough sleep. I need to eat regularly and well. I need to exercise. I need to have a life outside of student teaching. And I need to go to therapy. I need to take care of myself before I can take care of 35 kids who have a variety of needs. I'm just so sorry that I had to watch myself teach poorly in order to learn that. I don't know, maybe I'm being too hard on myself. That's what I need to learn. I need to learn how to be kind to myself. But also push myself. So, I don't know. But student teaching is done. And I look forward to the clean slate that spring 2013 will bring. And I'll enter it as a second semester student teacher. So, I'll be a better teacher.